dish. So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
Okay, go ahead and take a seat wherever you guys want. Oh, sorry. Yeah, just a second. I'm just practicing what I'm going to say when you come in.
What is it?
I'm just practicing what I'm going to say when you come in, so 1 second. All right, come in and take a seat wherever you want. My name's Todd Padre. I'm your kid's theater teacher. Okay. Hey, how you doing? Take a shit if you need. Sorry.
What?
Take a shit if we need?
Sorry, I misspoke. Hi, Todd Padre.
Hi, my name is Craig. This is my daughter, Cynthia.
Hi.
Yes, I know your daughter. She's in my class. Craig, how you doing?
Good. Welcome. Todd, we're here for our parent-teacher day conference.
And I just need to sign these releases. We're going to be recording these because of some disagreements we had over past parent-teacher conferences and some he said, she said, I now have to wear a body cam. So there's been
some issues with these so bad that they need to be filmed with a body cam?
Well, you know, there's a lot of haters.
Sorry, my dad's stupid. You're going to have to explain everything to him twice.
Oh.
Cynthia.
Don't clap at your daughter. Do not clap
get
at your
up,
daughter.
Get down.
He's stupid. He thinks that's going to make me stop or something.
Get down?
I just got back from Dr. Phil with this one.
I can tell by your voice that you've been around Dr. Phil recently.
Do I sound like Dr. Phil?
Well, you already did, Dad. You don't need to do an impression.
I love his voice. All right. I've been at Dr. Phil with this one.
Okay. Well, was it helpful? What did you learn?
Well, she spent a week down with some drill sergeant and came back worse and dressed in stags. Fatigues. Don't you clap at me. She came back dressed in fatigues. I think she killed it.
You think she killed the drill sergeant that Dr. Phil had? This is way worse than Bad Baby.
Can we stop with this crap? Who cares, Dad? We're here to talk about my grades.
Okay, so, Todd, you teach her theater.
I'm her theater teacher, and I just want to go through some of the criteria of how we talk about the students and just see if you have any questions. So, first...
That sounds great.
You're going to go through the criteria of how we talk about the students? What are you... You adults are awful. How do I learn anything?
Okay.
Cynthia,
this is... So this is Cynthia's... I'll go to the first of the criteria. Cynthia does not make you feel like a loser. No. So it's a double negative there, but she does make me feel... She does not make me feel like a loser. The answer is no.
And that's something you want to check.
So these are going to be really confusing. Double negative. Like they're almost passive aggressive.
We find that's the easiest way to communicate some of this stuff. Then we really have to take the time and explain. So Cynthia does make me feel like a loser. She does not make me feel like a loser, no.
Cynthia, what are you doing to Todd?
Showing up on time, telling him that he's wrong when he reads things incorrectly.
Right, then I come in late, and she's like, well, I was on time, and I'm like, oh, so I'm the loser.
Yes.
It seems like maybe you are. How late are we talking, Todd? And what, don't you clap at me. How late are we talking, and what do you have in your hands when you come in?
Well, you know, I think we all know that traffic happens, things happen, you show up. 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes late, and you got a briefcase where all your files are bustling out.
That number went up really fast.
It escalated quick. Is it 10 or is it 30?
It could be 10, 15, 30,
Dad, it's
hour,
45.
2 hours.
It's at least 45 every single day.
So 45 stuffed briefcase full of papers, disheveled.
There's a couple papers in there. It's mostly croissants.
Stuffed briefcase full of croissants.
Okay, yes, I have a briefcase full of croissants.
So it's a briefcase made out of beef stuffed with croissants.
Yes, so every day...
It's kind of an opposite meat pie. You're carrying an opposite meat pie and you're 2 hours late.
Well, I'm being chased into work by a bunch of dogs.
Dad, Dad, now you see what I'm saying. I'm not the dumb one. School is hard with him.
Look,
Todd, this is ridiculous. You've come in with a bunch of dogs chasing you.
Well, yeah, because of my beef case. They're trying to eat it.
Are you...
Sorry. I think I'm a little bit early. I can wait out in the hallway. Sorry.
Oh, great. He double booked us.
No, you're not early. I double booked you guys. I thought I'd be done with this one a little earlier.
Is that guy from the teacher's barge?
It's, hi.
No, I think I confused you with somebody else. What's your name?
Martin Wash the Sheet Jenkins.
It is.
I'm here to talk about my daughter, Clara.
Your who?
My daughter. My daughter, Clara.
Okay, well, come on in. Yeah, so we'll just keep this going, and we'll save a little time. By doing
Where's Clara?
Huh? Clara's
here
in...
I am.
Clara,
don't hurt.
Clara, stop doing a baby impression.
Here I am.
Clara, it's weird to me.
I poop my pants.
Okay.
She does this every day. She poops her pants.
I'm sorry, Mr. Padre. Do we have to do this with four people in the room?
Get back, you hounds! That is my reverse meat pie!
Sorry you had to see those dogs kicking
Jesus.
Me.
Jesus.
It really kicked my ass.
They stood up on their hind legs and punched you.
Yeah.
That's right. Sorry about that.
Is there like some backstory with these dogs that I should be aware of? Because I...
No, nothing interesting.
Okay, good.
All right, so jump into question number two. You're a question behind because you're late to the double booking. So I'll just jump to the question number two.
I think I'm early. I thought I was early, but I'm actually... You did double book us? This isn't...
Yeah, you're supposed to
Are you
to
kidding me?
Well, I knew you'd be early, so I booked you late, so it
this
would be a double booking.
All
right, second question. When the student comes to class... Are they here and are they present? Yes or no? I thought that would be less clear, but that's a pretty clear one.
I mean, Clara, she goes to class every day.
Well,
yeah, when I do, I need my high chair.
Yeah, there's a very major issue with Clara that none of the questions really address on the, but she's a bit of a distraction.
It's the baby thing?
Hey, Dad, where the hell did you go?
What?
Why is only little Clara talking now?
Sorry, I was listening like Dr. Feagle. He listens.
Listen, I get it. It's weird that my daughter plays like she's a baby all the time. But honestly, it's too late for me to try to change it because she's 9 years old and it's been...
I missed my childhood.
Okay,
so
well,
now I'm playing it out.
So sometimes I wonder if we should have graduated a 9-year-old into junior year of high school so quickly.
Listen,
it seems like she's regressing.
When I had the meeting with the principal last year, I said, "Are you sure? This seems crazy to me." And he was like, "No. She seems like she could use some exposure to adults."
Well, you know what I say. Video games, movies, TV, and music are bad influences. And you've been playing her that band The Creatures, and half of their songs are about wanting to be treated like a baby. And so she thinks it's okay, and it's affecting class.
Clara, have you been playing The Creatures album?
I love The Creatures. I like the blues from The Creatures.
Okay, well, hey, okay. Mea culpa. I guess I'll get the hell out of here. She's fine.
No, Mia Culpa's appointment is in 35 minutes, okay? You don't have to rush out of here. It's just you guys right now.
I'm here. It's a Mia Culpa. I'm a little early.
Oh, so I always misunderstood. Your name is Culpa, and
yes.
When you're introducing yourself, you're saying, it's a Mia.
It's a Mia Culpa. It's a Mia Culpa. I can wait out in the hallway.
No, come on in. You're on time.
Okay, great. Oh, hello, everybody, little girls. Hello,
so,
and parent men. Hello.
Cynthia, this
Hi.
Is Craig. This is Martin Washershoot Jenkins.
Hi, how are you?
And this is Clara.
Nice.
Clara's in the high chair.
Oh, big, strong
Oh,
people.
My God, am I a later?
Oh, so my wife.
It's a Mia Shia Culpa.
Mia and Shia Culpa.
So your name is Shia Culpa.
He's a Mia Culpa. Mia Shia Culpa.
He's your culpa.
Yes. He's a mea culpa. He's a name, but he's also mine. But I am a Shia culpa, but he's a mea culpa.
Where is our son? Where's the son, Shia culpa?
I don't know. I left him in a...
Knock, knock, knock. It's a me, a Kia Sportage.
Who is this one?
It's a mea Kia Sportage.
So you don't know this kid.
Who's Different this? Last name.
Who's it this?
Mia Kia Sportage.
Okay, well...
I'm in the wrong place. Goodbye.
Oh, my God. Kia Sportage drives a Sorento.
Can we just move on with this,
please? This is getting a little bit out of hand,
we were
Mr.
here
Padre.
First, please.
Yes. I'm ready.
Okay, so the Italians are here.
Who's Italians? Where's not Italian?
Yeah, what a broad generalization.
There's a guy, hears a voice, and he says, oh, that's an Italian.
Oh, it's an Italian, I like I said.
I bet he thinks that this pizza is one that I make for myself at home, huh?
For your information, we are Spaniards. We are
Espanyol.
Impossible.
Be careful. We don't want to have to throw this one in the trash. We're 9 minutes in.
What, because he is a racist? Yeah. Because he is calling me a colpa italiano?
Okay.
I'm clearly a Spaniard.
Colpa italiano. No.
I think we're in the clear here.
Is it too confusing to be offensive?
It's too confusing to be offensive.
And that is part of... okay, so we're learning something. That's a huge part of my class. If it's too confusing in art, it can't be offensive. No. So if you find yourself being offensive, become more confusing.
Okay, you can't tell who we're making fun of, so you can't point the fingers.
I'm not making fun of anybody. I just be myself.
Me too. We're being a couple of selves.
Who are these people now?
It's a Shia Culpa.
Shia Culpa.
Yes,
Culpa.
But we're a Spanish.
Culpa. Right.
Yes.
Mea
culpa.
And you're a Spanish.
We're a Spanish.
They're Spanish. Okay. All right. Okay. So I do want to talk about the reason you three families are here. The Culpas, I don't know when your kid's coming, but is that your three kids have been the biggest problem students in my class.
Now that's interesting.
Okay.
They don't come in memorized a lot when we're reading our scenes. Mm. All they want to do is scenes from plays I haven't read or heard of, and so that makes it harder for
now,
me.
Now, my daughter, she studied Romeo and Juliet. That's a pretty common play.
All right, let's do something a little more modern that I've heard of, you know?
Well, I'm doing the plays off of the syllabus. I don't know what your problem is. I'm doing the plays off of the syllabus, so if you haven't heard of the assigned reading, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, are you assigning? Because Cynthia says she's reading off the syllabus. Do you do your own syllabus?
Okay, I you misunderstood. That's the syllabus is the play. So we're not doing anything that the syllabus references.
What, but it's a paper? This paper is the syllabus is a play?
Yeah, it's a play. We perform the syllabus.
This is
class.
Not a play. This is not a play. This is what's it to say?
This is bullshit.
This is a bullshit.
Hey, this is not bullshit, all right? This is my class I worked very hard on. You know, I could be in Hollywood. I could be Get back. All right, Pins, Mercy, Uncle.
They don't speak English.
Uncle.
Professor.
You got to speak a dog. Roof, roof, dog.
Whoa, roof. It worked.
Roof, roof. Ah, roof, roof, dog. Roof, 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 roof. Ah, thank you. Thank you.
Did you say Alfredo after that kiss?
Alfredo.
You're not Italian.
See?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm not just a pizza.
You're not a just
I'm
a
I'm not a just a pizza. I'm a pizza. I'm an Alfredo. I'm a Spaniard.
He's a pizza.
All right. Let's.
Did you hear what my wife say? She say I'm a pizza ass.
Okay, that's fair. That's
she
not
whisper.
What the,
she whispered into the mic.
Did you kiss that dog?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
Is that the Spanish way?
Yes, right. The Spanish.
You guys, look, all right.
Are you scared? You scared for us to be in the room?
Pause. Hi, this was Todd Padre, and this was my reel. Every character you just heard was me. So you heard everything that I'm capable of. I'm capable of adults. I'm capable of children, Italians. And I can even have conversations with my characters. I can play dogs. That was my character reel.
Hey, Todd, what are you doing in here?
Oh, my reel.
Oh.
What are you doing in here?
Well, we need this room to interrogate some people.
Yeah, I was about to do an ad for my 24-hour tutor business.
I'm done with the room. Let me just pack up my stuff.
Woo-woo.
Oh, damn it. Get away from me. Backhound. If you listen to my reel, I base some of it on my real experiences. That's why it's called a reel. And these have to be 15 minutes, so I got 45 seconds to go. Oh, I hit it? All right, so that was Todd Padre. 1 second. Todd Padre's character reel. Todd Padre, male, white, 76, can play anything, will do nudity. Thank you for listening.
25 more seconds. 25 more seconds.
And here is me counting to 26. 1, 2. The one that looks like an E.
You got it.
4. I know this one. Big, it's the Sporting Goods has the name. The Sporting Goods number. 6, Mark of the Beast.
6.
Lucky number 11. Infinity, but upwards. The other half of 69. Oh, I know the first one because I said already 1, and then fat guy next to him. Parallel ones. Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2's. 1, 2, teen. Then there's obviously 1 backwards E. Teen. Oh, the year I wish I had lost my virginity, 14. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 20 backwards E, 24, 25, and of course, 20, the first half of 69.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know.
Hey, this is Kevin, the producer for The Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traylor for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at Tuft, that's T-U-F-T, music.com. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts or tweet at Big Grande on Twitter at Big Grande UCB. Thanks for listening.